Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday,
the 13th of October,
Anno Domini 2018, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we are going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes. Don't get the blues.
Like, get Volt. We have tchotchkes. And you can get those by becoming a member at a certain level. But if you do not join at a level, if you just want to, you know, throw cash at us, we'll take that too. And at any level from $90.10 and above, you get the member card, the Jazz 90.1 member card. And if you go to the website at jazz901.org and take a look at what you get for that member card, it is astonishing.
Well, I want to interrupt, too, because remember, going on this weekend till tomorrow night at 11:59, right, if you pledge $110, you get two member cards. So double the savings, and actually it works out to be $180 value. But I wanted to kind of back up a little bit. You guys, as a show here, America's longest running computer show.
That's right.
Got your start on public radio in Rochester.
That's right.
And it's obviously, you've jumped around stations a little bit over the years, but one thing has remained the same. You're giving out free tech support every week on the radio. You're giving out advice. You're, of course, you have entertaining commentary as well. But you have saved people literally hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in tech support or shop fees and things like that over the years. But you've been a familiar voice in Rochester radio that is every week, every Saturday at 12 o'clock, people can call into this radio station. They can get advice and support from all of you guys who all have your separate expertise areas and things like that. And you've been doing it, by the way, as a volunteer for many, 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 many years.
Many.
And we need people to pick up the phones right now and call 966-JAZZ. Yeah, hang on. Your check's in the mail. 966-JAZZ. 966-5299. It's no secret. You know, you and I, you guys and I met back many years ago at another radio station.
You needed a footstool to get up to the mic.
I needed a footstool. Yes, that's right. We had a lot of fun. That was a highlight of my weekend. I consider you guys all great friends, and it's a pleasure having you here. But we want this show to continue. This radio station is so very important to the Rochester community. And if you're listening right now, you'd just be like, you know what? I don't need to pledge because somebody else will do it. Well, we don't want that, because then if everybody thinks that, the phones don't ring, you see.
Boy, that is the truth.
You know what I mean? So please pick up the phone, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299.
And toll free. For those of you who download this podcast during the week all over the world, and don't think I don't know where you are, because we have logs that tell us what country you're in, that's at least, you can also call in at 1-800-790-0415. You can also, by the way, since you're all computer geeks, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org and never have to speak to a single human being.
And that's a thing. Some people like to do that. And I want to, before I head out, I want to take an opportunity to thank everybody that has pledged so far, because there's been many folks that sent in their renewals to this pledge drive already for Soundbites, and we're grateful. If that's you, thank you so very much for your support. And as you say, they could sit back smug and say that they've done their thing. They've done their part, right?
And in fact, I would like to thank them. I would like to start by thanking Craig from Greece, who was at last night's listener party. I would like to thank Susan. Bless you, Susan. I know who Susan is, and I am very grateful. Orville, Richard, Neil, Paul, Charles, Stephen, Harvey, Mary, Joe, Thomas, Lawrence, Gary, and Barbara. I would like to thank each and every one of you collectively and individually. God bless you. You're the people who make this thing possible and keep us on the air.
And an anonymous donation just came in, too, of $100 from a Soundbites member. Thank you very much, and we're grateful. So as you're listening to the show today, as you realize what kind of a part of your Saturday afternoon, Nick, Dave, and Steve have become over the years. Please give us a call at whatever dollar amount's appropriate. You know, I always say this during the week on the Jazz side of things. There's a lot of nonprofits out there that they'll send you something in the mail saying, we want your money. But it just so happens they only have a box for $500 and $1,000 or $300 or something. You know, and it gets people thinking, so wait a minute, my $50 pledge isn't enough or my $25 pledge. All dollar levels here are welcome, appreciated equally, and are so much needed. So if you enjoy this program, if you enjoy this station, please give us a call. 966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ. I'm going to go to listen to the radio now, make sure you guys behave yourself, and see what the FCC calls me about on Monday.
Yeah.
Right. Have a good one, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Well, you heard him. That's Rob Linton. For no discernible reason, we let him be in here on the air. I don't know why.
Maybe because he's the station manager?
It's possible that it's because he's the station manager. But we do want to thank all those of you who keep this station on the air. If you're listening, then you know that this show is important to you. And if you're listening and you're not a member, why not? I mean, it really is that simple a question. Why not? We need your help. We need your assistance. We need you to make that call, make that pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Now, as for those phone numbers, you can also give us a call with a computer question. And you will probably get one of our lovely and talented volunteers on the line. And you just tell them after you make your pledge that you have a question. And we'll take that, too. In the meantime, I'll read the news. On Tuesday, Google announced new devices. There are two new Pixel 3 models, the Pixel Slate Convertible Laptop and the all-encompassing Google Home Hub. Google's kept its two-tone design in the back of each phone with a new matte finish that helps to avoid greasy fingerprints, the scourge of modern all-glass phones. They have an improved water resistance of IPX8, which should see the phone able to withstand water immersion for up to an hour. Each one is a POLED display, which Google is claiming to be the Pixel's best display yet. This display is flanked by front-facing stereo speakers, which have been made louder and clearer than ever thanks to some serious tuning. Specs include the Snapdragon 845, 4 gig of RAM, and onboard storage starting at 64 gig. Wireless charging is finally available. There's a new piece of software called Top Shot, which intelligently, it's not the TV show about people shooting guns. It's the feature that intelligently recognizes when a photo's been ruined by a blink or some other obstruction. It scans through multiple shots that it took, a few before and a few after you hit the shutter, and it recommends a better version of that picture. Google also announced the Pixel Stand, which is an all-new wireless charger for the Pixel 3 and the Pixel 3 XL. The Pixel Stand works as a Qi wireless charger, Qi, or for any Qi-enabled wireless charging device. But when nestled into the Pixel Stand, your Pixel 3 becomes a tiny smart display, complete with advanced Google Assistant commands, control over your smart home, speaker functionality thanks to the stereo front-facing speakers. Your Pixel 3 will also become a smart photo frame attached to your Google Photos account. Excuse me, I apparently am drunk. I'm just hiccuping all over the place. They also announced...
Pass any out?
What?
And you haven't passed any out?
I know, unbelievable, isn't it? They also announced the Google Home Hub, a smart display that seeks to unite all of your disparate smart home devices under a single Google-branded umbrella. Unlike Amazon's Echo Show or Facebook's Portal, there is no camera on the hub, which Google says is better for privacy, but means there would be no video calling on this particular device. On the other hand, you've still got Allo and Renault Duo and all of that other stuff. There is a new tablet in town, the Pixel Slate. It's Google's first Chrome OS tablet, and it runs the same version of Chrome OS you find on any of Google's Chromebooks, which complete with a full desktop experience, access to Android apps, but you can pop it off of the keyboard and carry it around like a tablet. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that is Bites with a Y, Francis, would like us to remind you, is Google's new hardware, and your choices are, gotta get them all. They seem interesting, and meh. So far, we've got 22 votes, and oddly, meh is in charge. I personally am very excited. I certainly can't afford them all, but I'm very excited about them. You'll have more to say about this. So if you scroll down on the right under Fascinating Stuff, you'll see the forums. Under the forums, the second forum down is the poll discussion. Currently, at least, the first item under poll discussion is 13 October 18, Google's new hardware. And you can join us in there and talk about that all you like. And, of course, you can give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free, 1-800-790-0415, just like Jim did from Rochester, New York. Hiya, Jim. What's up?
Good afternoon. I am looking for a trustworthy guide regarding printers.
Uh-oh.
I use an iMac, just started with the newest operating system, 14, and what I'm discovering is that the printer I have been using, it's a laser printer, monochrome, it's a dedicated printer, not one of these multi-functions. The manufacturer no longer provides a printer driver. So I need to get a new printer, and what I've experienced is that when I buy a quality printer, they tend to become obsolete, like no more printer drivers, before the thing expires. So if I look at printers to buy, I see these machines that look like they would meet my needs, but then I see these big sale prices, and I'm wondering, are these going to be orphans in the near future? How do I figure out something that is going to last for a while?
Well, two issues. One is there is a third-party open-source driver set called Gutenprint, formerly known as GIMP Print, and I'll post that in a minute,
right,
where you may find drivers for that printer. And secondly, every printer will be obsolete in a few months when it gets replaced with a different printer, even from big companies like HP and Brother and Epson. You're lucky to get 4 or 5 years out of a printer before they stop making supplies for it.
But in general, I've had my Brother printer for years, and I run Linux, which is essentially the same operating system that's underlying the Mac. And GIMP Print or Gutenprint has kept it running for quite a number of years. They update their drivers quite regularly. Can you hold on the line?
Sure.
We got to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, Jim from Rochester, and you. It's 19 minutes after the hour. It's Sound Bites. It's, pay attention to this, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Hi, this is Otto Bruno. Join me every Sunday from 12 to 2 on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites, and we still have Jim from Rochester on the line.
I am.
Are you looking for a laser printer or an inkjet printer?
Laser printer. I'll print a document maybe 50 pages at a time.
Yeah. Inkjet printers are cheaper to buy initially, and so that's what a lot of people get. But they cost more in the long run because of the cost of the liquid ink. And for a lot of people, they hardly ever print in color anyway, so you're wasting all that color ink. The laser printers are much more cost-effective for that way. And their duty cycles are usually a lot higher, too, to do that 50 pages in a row. But surprisingly, color laser printers have come down drastically in price, under $300 for a color laser printer. What we have found a lot in our shop is that the Brother laser printers tend to be the best quality. They're a little bit cheaper than HP, which is kind of the big name. Brother's been in the printing business forever in like corporate fax machines. And somebody realized if I, you know, put a computer interface on this, we can expand our sales force. Hey, cool. And then for the liquid ink printers, we really like Epson for the color reproduction. So when you do want to print a color photograph, liquid ink usually beats out color laser unless you get up into the, you know, $5,000, you know, graphic laser printers. But in general, pretty much every printer is going to be replaced in 6 months to a year, and you're eventually going to have to replace it. And as I was mentioning during the break, I know several people that just buy the cheapest printer they can. In fact, one guy, since most printers come with starter cartridges, oftentimes you can replace the printer for on these big sales for less than it takes to buy all new cartridges.
Well, that's true. But like I said, on the other hand, I've had my Brother printer for several years now. It's probably completely obsolete, but I don't care because it runs great. I can buy third-party cartridges for it, the Guten print keeps it running perfectly.
Well, I really appreciate the perspective. Guten print is new, so that's a good message. And you're also helping with me with my expectations about life expectancy. I need to hear that. It's frustrating when the printer is reliable, efficient, does what it's supposed to do, and then the manufacturer stops supporting it. But
right.
I will check out Guten print.
Perfect. Steve has put up a post on our website, soundbites.org, with a Y, and you should be able to just click that link and get right to it.
Thank you for this specific help, and thank you for what you do in general.
And thank you. Have fun.
Take care.
Bye-bye. As you hear, another satisfied customer, and we're delighted that we were able to help him, and we cannot do that without you. So when it comes right down to it, you're the one that helped the most. And we want to thank Anonymous for his, her, and or its donation. We also want to thank Dennis, who is a Jazz-O-Matic member. We should probably talk a little bit about Jazz-O-Matic. Jazz-O-Matic is a way to support the station without a lot of immediate out-of-pocket expenses. Basically, what happens is you agree that for a certain number of months, and you can pick that number as you like, but it has to be a minimum of for any number of months, and then at any amount, and you can. But that minimum, you have to have a minimum of $10 a month. Because, you know, fees for credit cards and bank, blah, blah, blah. So it's a minimum of $10 a month, and it can be for as many months as you want. And then it's just a tiny little bite every month rather than a whole big thing. And we love those Jazz-O-Matic members because that's a steady income we know that we can count on, and it's a little less painful for you. So thank you, Dennis. We very much appreciate that. We'd also like to thank Vic for his generous donation as well. So thank you, Vic, and thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Anonymous. And thanks to all the people who pledged that I mentioned earlier, who pledged during the week for our show, and we appreciate that very much. And don't forget Craig. Did I say Craig? I said Craig. He was on the thing last night. And now we have another caller, and by sheerest coincidence, his name is also Vic, and he's from Irondequoit. Hi, Vic. What's up?
Hi, guys. I have the main desktop on the main floor, and it has a router and modem, and then it's connected to the other desktop on the second floor by a wireless connector. I'm thinking of using an Ethernet cable to connect them. Does that mean that the wireless I get rid of?
Well, you certainly don't need it for that purpose. That's correct.
What I'm concerned about is I use my tablets upstairs a lot. How is that going to affect the tablets if I connect both computers with the Ethernet cable?
It shouldn't matter. It depends on how do you get your... Okay, say this again. How does the Internet come into your home?
I've got Spectrum, and it comes in... I have a router and a modem in the main floor.
And that main router has wireless?
Yes.
Yeah. So the upstairs will be able to pick up that main wireless.
Right. I have an adapter, wireless adapter.
Right. So it depends on the construction of your walls, you know, what interference there is. Your devices may still be able to pick it up when it's upstairs, but having an upstairs router to boost the signal can also help, too.
Right.
Even with the Ethernet, you still have to have a booster?
If you want to boost the wireless, yes.
Wireless and Ethernet are two separate things.
Right.
So here's the deal.
Ethernet is more efficient.
Right.
Wireless is more convenient.
Right. So here's the deal. There is a program called Wi-Fi. Are you an Android person or a Mac person for your phone?
Android.
There is a program called Wi-Fi Analyzer.
Mm-hmm.
And you download it and run it. And what it does is it shows you the signal strength of all the wireless signals coming into your house. And you'll be shocked at the number of them because you get you and all your neighbors. But you will be able to see the strength of your wireless signal. And as you move around the house from floor to floor and room to room, that wireless strength changes. So you'll be able to take it into the rooms that currently have wireless and see what the signal strength is with the system that you've got set up now. And then, for example, shut down your upstairs machine.
Router.
Router and do it again and see what happens.
Well, I don't have a router upstairs.
No, you've got a computer upstairs.
I've got the wireless upstairs, and it's connected, but the wireless adapter.
Right, the wireless booster. Yeah, wireless booster. It's probably
well,
a bridge,
but is it
a
booster, or is it just a laptop?
It's a desktop, but it has the wireless adapter plugged into a USB cable.
Yeah, that's only receiving wireless.
Ah, okay.
Right, so it's not providing wireless.
No.
You're getting is all coming from that one modem router on the first floor.
Correct.
So changing that connection from wireless to wired has no effect on any other device in your house.
Okay. So I should just still leave the wireless adapter up, even though I'm going to connect both computers by Ethernet?
It doesn't hurt to leave it up, and in fact, okay. It's easier.
Make sure that the Ethernet is the primary adapter, because it will be faster than wireless.
Right.
Right. Well, I'm just concerned about being able to still use my tablets.
Your tablets aren't using the wireless coming off the computer. They're using the wireless coming off of your downstairs wireless router.
Okay. So
that's
the wireless adapter upstairs is not really affecting the tablets.
Right. If it's just a computer that's receiving wireless from downstairs, it is only a receiver, not a provider.
Yeah, I misunderstood. I thought you had a second wireless router upstairs.
Yeah, no, I don't. No, now I understand. So I can have the best of both worlds. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep. Oh, okay.
All right, guys.
Well, thank you very much.
Congrats, Vic. Thanks.
Goodbye.
Another satisfied customer. You can be one too. You can give us a call anytime, of course, with a question whether or not you're a member. But wouldn't your conscience prefer that you were members? I know that people get annoyed at the pledge drives, and I get that, particularly when you are not a member.
And
what you're annoyed about is that you're not a member. So become a member. It's so easy and so fast. And then you, too, can feel smug when we start to pledge drive. And you can say, well, I'm already a member. That's cool. I'm cool.
And we only do it twice a year.
Yep.
Unlike another station in this area, which does like three or four a year.
Well, when you count the little minis, there's more than that, yeah.
Yeah. We come to you just twice a year, you know, asking for your help. And like we said, unlike the other stations also, we don't get any government help. Right. We don't get any extra funding from the town of Greece, anything. It's all based upon you folks. And if you don't, come up, you know, with the money, it's very simple. We're not on the air. It's just that.
Doesn't get easier than that.
It's that cut and dry. You don't care about the station, then fine. They pack it up, turn off the lights, and go home. Thank you very much for playing. But you know what? You folks have always come through for us. You've been there and got us to our goal every year. And we're needing that help right now before the holidays hit in and that. give what you can, like Nick has said before. The cups of coffee. What it costs for a cup of coffee?
Right every now, day. You pay what, $5 for a cup of coffee? $7? I don't buy that coffee, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you pledged at the $250 level, that's $4.81 a week. That is certainly less than a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
$4.81 a week. Is this show worth $4.81? And if not, turn off right now. Just turn the radio off. Never tune in again.
And that's tax deductible.
And it's tax deductible.
Coffee ain't tax deductible.
If you deduct on your taxes, contact your certified.
Right.
Disclaimer.
Right.
There's a core group of listeners that pledge lots of support, both in monetary value and in volunteering. And they're carrying all the rest of the people. What is it, like 20%?
10%
volunteer, 90% are leeches.
Right.
Did I say that?
What you meant to say was who have not yet become members.
Not yet become a member, yes.
Yeah.
There's such a wide variety of shows on this station. I always joke that Saturday's the eclectic day where we start with Latin and then polka and then computers. And then German.
Right. What a hodgepodge.
Yeah. So we're world travelers here on Saturday.
Yep. Yeah, but the other unique thing, though, is like you just said, though, Steve, you're hearing all that music, and all of a sudden, right in the middle of a Saturday, Rob plants a talk show. Hello, a talk show on an all-jazz station.
Not only that, it's about computers.
Yeah.
You can't get more tech than computers.
You know, I mean, he really went out on a limb.
Yep.
Bringing us here and saying, yeah, right in the middle of a Saturday, I'm going to do a computer show and break up the German music and the polka music.
We're the first not music show they've had.
It's the only one here on this station. So, you got to give Rob credit because he knew what his listeners wanted. And you folks have always come through every year that we've been here saying, yes, I support what you guys do and how much I enjoy it and how much I learn from you guys. I can't put a price on it. Well, we are asking you to put a price on it by sitting down and writing a check and sending in your donations because we need the help to keep going.
Right. We're not really asking for a lot of money. You can pledge whatever you can comfortably afford. Now, again, if you do it as a Jazz-O-Matic member, for a minimum of $10 a month, for as many months as you want, you can then support this station to a much larger extent with a lot less discomfort and pain at any one time.
And a lot of times, those regular monthly payments are much easier to budget for, and there's not the panic about, are we going to raise the money for the pledge, because we have that sort of guaranteed. Money coming in from all of those automatic.
Right. For you as a user, as a person, it's a very easy thing to budget. And for us, it's a very easy thing to have that in the budget. And all you have to do to become a member. And let me talk for a moment to you people who listen to the podcast. Do you think podcasts are free? To those of you who listen to us on the stream, do you think streams are free? They need to be paid for. If you're listening to this show in any way whatsoever, trust me, somebody paid something to put that there. And particularly for the podcast, those of you who listen during the week, there's storage fees that need to be paid. There's bandwidth fees that need to be paid. And we need your help. And it's very easy to give. All you need to do is give us a call anytime during the week at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 and tell them it's for Sound Bites. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org and indicate there's a section, scroll down, and you'll see it's for Sound Bites. So it's easy to do, it's simple to do, and the big thing is that it seriously is what keeps this station on the air. You know, you listen to these things and you think, the government's keeping them on the air. There's grants that, the National Endowment for the Arts. We don't get any of that. It's you or it's nobody. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 40 minutes after the hour. It is Soundbites. It is the truly great and truly grateful to you because we are solely member-supported. Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member supported Jazz 90.1. Computer problems? Get answers from the experts. Sound bites, noon to two Saturdays, only on Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And Steve Ray is on the phone. And we are sound bites at 44 minutes after the hour. Have a couple of people we would like to thank. As you know, we're in the middle of a pledge drive. And as you know, I would like a Kleenex, please. Thank you so much. Just leave it right here. That'll be good.
Question two, Dave.
Oh, they have a question as well. Okay. We are in the middle of a pledge drive, so I would like to thank Mark for his pledge and Bob for his pledge. We thank each and every one of you. As we've said before, it is your generosity. And, oh, hold on. Joya? Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice. Thank you. And we have Joya. We would like to thank Joya for her pledge as well. And as we've said, it's your pledges that keep us on the air, that keep this show running. And now let us go to the phone and speak to Joya from Rochester, New York. Hi, Joya, what's up?
Hi, I have a question about cell phones. I think I need another one. I have a Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge Plus. I think the battery's going on it, so I was looking to get another one. But I wanted a phone that didn't have all the bloatware, so I was hoping you could.
Google Pixel.
Yeah, get a Google Pure phone. Doesn't come with all the extra stuff that the other carriers put on it.
I have had my Google phone now, I think, for 3 years. I got the Google Pixel XL, and I loved it. And the main reason I got it was because it didn't come with all that other, you know, Facebook and the YouTube and this app and that app that they say you got to have. The Google phone, I literally had to load everything that I wanted on it.
Yeah, you can put those apps on it if you want.
Yeah, but you're not forced to have them.
Right. Now, here's the thing. Right now, there are a couple of phones that are like that. Samsung is not one. I have a Samsung Galaxy S5, and
Samsung puts all their stuff on top of the Google stuff.
Right, but the Google Pixel phone and a couple of others, like I think it's what's it called, OnePlus, doesn't have any of that stuff. But you're in luck because Google just announced the Pixel 3.
Right.
Which means that picking up a Pixel 1 or a Pixel 2 would be less expensive.
Right, but what about the software updates?
So far, every Google phone has had every update without a problem.
Oh, mine.
They say 5 years.
My Google phone automatically usually does the updates at night. Because I look at it in the morning and all of a sudden it says, yeah, we need to restart your phone. Is this going to be okay? Because we just downloaded a major update for you.
They're set to be updated during charging.
Yep. And that's another advantage of getting a Google phone rather than someone from one of the other manufacturers is Google keeps it up to date themselves. You don't have to worry about waiting for Samsung to load the latest Google patches.
Right, but I'm saying, you know, how far in advance will the updates go? Because I thought I read somewhere that a Pixel 2 only updates for like 2 years, and then what happens? I mean,
well, I don't think that's correct because, like I said, I've got the original Google phone, the first one that came out, and just this past week, my system updated to version 9.
Yeah, Pixel phones will get updates for at least 3 years.
3 years from when they were manufactured?
When they were first available in the Google Store. Or at least 18 months from when the Google Store last sold the device, whichever is longer.
Okay.
So if you look at, you know, Google just stopped selling the Pixel 2, like yesterday. So, early this week. And so, you've got at least a year and a half of updates. And if you look back at when the 2 was introduced, you may have a little longer than that.
Did you say they stopped selling the Pixel 2?
Well, they've replaced it in the store with the Pixel 3. I don't think they've stopped selling. I guess I got to go to the store now. You're right. They didn't stop selling it. They just introduced the 3.
Right.
So if I were to look at the phones right now on store.google.com, I would see the Pixel 2 is still there. So they haven't even stopped selling it yet. So if you were to pick up a Pixel 2... They have stopped selling the 1, but if you were to pick up a Pixel 2, it still would be 3 years.
Oh, 3 years from, like, today?
3 years from the day you buy it.
Oh, okay.
And it's possible they may keep the Pixel 2 in the store for a year as the less expensive model, okay. And then it will be 3 years from then.
And I'm, you know, to be honest...
No, I lied, because it's 3 years from when the first... device first became available on the thing. Now, that's security updates. So far, you know, Google has said that they will stop supporting Chromebooks after 5 years. Well, I've got a Chromebook that's 6 years old still getting updates.
Okay.
So what they say and what they're doing seem to be two different things. But so far, you know, the updates... I seem to be coming fast and furious without any issues. So I'm looking up their thing right now. If you bought your device from the Google Store, updates will typically reach you within 3 weeks. Yeah,
There's that Weasley words. After 3 years, we can't guarantee any more updates.
Right.
But they'll probably
right.
release them anyway.
Right.
They just can't guarantee them.
Yeah, they're not going to guarantee the updates. After 2 years, we can't guarantee more updates. So at some point...
Yeah, the Pixel 1 was 2 years. The Pixel 2 and 3 is 3 years.
Yeah. So right now, the Pixel 1 does not guarantee security updates. And this is only... Yeah, no guaranteed Android version updates after... Well, now. No guaranteed security updates after October 2019.
Okay.
The Pixel 2... No guaranteed Android version updates after 2020, so there's 2 years. And no guaranteed security updates after 2020.
Okay.
So if you were to pick up a Pixel 2 or a Pixel 2 XL right now, you'd have 2 years of updates guaranteed.
And if you do tend to keep your phones longer, which it sounds like you do if you've got a 6 and they're in the 9s now,
right?
You may want to go for the 3 because that will last longer before it feels old.
Right. The Pixel 3 is 2021. So that's there's your
Doesn't
3 years
sound like
right
a
there.
Long way away, 2020.
It really does. That's 3 years. Now, like I said, people are still getting updates. It's just not guaranteed. Because at some point, what they're really saying is at some point, they will introduce something that doesn't work on the old hardware.
Right.
But that isn't necessarily every update.
Well, how would you compare the OnePlus to the Pixel 2 or 3?
Well, the Pixel 2 or the Pixel 3 are certainly newer and more flagship phones. The Pixel 3 is amazing. If you take a look at the things that are available in the Pixel 3, it's nuts. But the OnePlus 6, which is the current...
I think that's last year's, because this is the OnePlus 6 against the Pixel 2. So probably the OnePlus 7 will be compared against the Pixel 3.
Oh, yeah. There isn't a OnePlus 7 yet that I know of. But there are a number of phones that don't have bloatware, actually. But
well, then you got to watch what the carrier puts on it too.
Right.
Well, I was going to buy it outright, and you know,
yeah,
go you know put a SIM card in from my carrier. That's how I was going to do it.
Right. And there are you know it depends on who your carrier is and what they do. There's a bunch of them that, you know, Samsung is horrible for that stuff.
Right. That's what I'm trying to avoid. No bloatware.
Right. It's the Pixel.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no carrier installed software. There's no hardware manufacturer installed software. Updates come from Google as soon as they are available. And so, you know, all in on all the other phones, the updates come from the manufacturers.
Right.
You know, the old saying, the biggest dog has to be the last one to mark the tree?
Yeah.
Well, when Google puts out an update, first the manufacturer has to mark the update, then the carrier has to mark the update, and then you get the update.
Yeah, and that was, like I said...
None of that happens with the Pixel.
Yeah, right. The Pixel, when I opened it up and first started it up, there was literally Chrome on the toolbar. I had to put in the mail, you know, the mail program and everything else. The screen was blank. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. I was astonished because, you know, I was used to so many other Android phones.
You could see your desktop picture.
Yes.
Exactly.
I mean, I was so used to these other phones that, you know, they got turn on Facebook, and they turn on YouTube, and they got to add this song software and this other, because they're under contract to add that software on there, like Nick was saying, adding this other bloatware on there. The Google Pixel phone does not have that.
Right. And we had that caller last week that got a new phone and was trying to get their new OS and trying to get their messages over and couldn't tell whether they were using the Samsung messaging app or the Verizon messaging app or the Google messaging app, because they all came on their phone. Yeah.
Right. And so if you can afford it, my suggestion is definitely the Google Pixel phone. The 3 will give you the longest support both for OS updates and security updates.
Right.
And it bloat free, and you get some really amazing other things. I talked about Top Shot, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff that comes with that phone. If you look up the Google Pixel 3, you can see some fairly astonishing stuff there.
Right. I've been checking, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate the info.
Yep. Good luck.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I would also definitely like to thank Dennis for his pledge. Thank you, Dennis. We are very appreciative. It is humbling to know that people are actually, you know, willing to reach into their pockets, deep into their hearts and also into their pockets, to provide for us, to be on the air, to remain on the air. That's what happens here. We are member supported. It is not,
Yeah. Let me clarify that. He had originally had called in. He called back in so he could raise the amount that he wanted
I
to.
I thought I had seen that name
yes.
already. I thought I had. And I
he
just
was one of the first callers. So thank you very much for not only pledging once, but saying, you know what? Yeah, I enjoy that. I want to up it a little bit more. Yeah, that was fantastic. Thank you. And again, going back, there is no wrong amount, folks.
Yeah, there
every dollar gets us closer to our goal.
Right. And remember, there are levels at which you can pledge, and those levels give you membership perks. Talk to the person who answers the phone about that. $35, $50, $90, and 10 cent level, $100, $150, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, of course, if you pledge at $110 or more, there's the BOGO, buy one, get one. You get a free second membership card. And let me tell you right now, that membership card is amazing.
I cannot tell you
how much money I have saved.
Yep.
Certainly far more than the $110 it costs to get two of those cards. And I only have one. And I've saved much more than that amount of money. You can save at many places that have two-for-one deals or whatever at restaurants and hotels and shops. And go on the website, take a look at the membership card thing, and take a look at all of the places that have discounts, and you will think to yourself, I go there. So, and here's the coolest thing. Are you a snowbird? Do you spend half your year somewhere else? You call up the member card company and say, you know what? I'm moving to Florida for 6 months. Could you please send me the member card for that area? And they will.
And you can see what the benefits are in each area on the website as well.
Right. So if you're somebody who spends 6 months of the year in Arizona, boom,
Get the Arizona card. You're done. If you have a child living in some other state, let's just randomly pick Arizona again. You can send him or her a card, and they can call up and say, I would like the card for Arizona. Bang! Everybody wins. Everybody wins. And so that's at the $110 level, and you can do that by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415, or, of course, securely online at jazz901.org. And so make that call. Please make that call. Make that pledge. Keep us on the air. Remember, we're not on the air for any other reason but you folks. It's you who make this show and this entire station possible. That music tells me we've got an hour done, but we're going to do it again. We're going to take a slightly longer break than we normally do, and we're going to be back in just an hour with a whole nother hour of the, just a few minutes, with a whole nother hour of the longest running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites in the middle of a pledge drive. It's Jazz 90.1. See you on the other side.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
On Instagram at WGMC Jazz 901.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And it's 6 minutes after the hour. We are Soundbites. And as you know, those of you just tuning in will be shocked to discover we're in the middle of a pledge drive.
What?
What? Really? Unbelievable. And we would like to thank our friend Scott for his very generous donation. Thank you so much, Scott. Good vibrations right back at you, as always. And so thank you. And you can join Scott and Dennis and Joya and Bob and Mark and Vic and Dennis and Anonymous and Craig, who today all pledged to be members of Jazz 90.1. And the people who all pledged earlier during the week, I mentioned them earlier, my friend Susan, Oroville, Richard, Neil, Paul, Charles, Stephen, Harvey, Mary, Joe, Thomas, Lawrence, Gary, Barbara. Look at these people. God bless each and every one of them. They reached into their hearts and then reached into their wallets, and they want to keep this show alive. And you can do the same. It's really easy to do. It takes less than 2 minutes of your time, even if you pledge online, and unless you're a very slow typist. But you can just call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Operators are standing by. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And let me remind you that you can become a Jazz-O-Matic member for at least $10 a month. And you pick the number of months. I don't know if there's a minimum number of months. But you pick the number of months and you decide how much you want to spend per month. And that money comes to us automatically. We just take it right out of your checking account with of course, your permission. Boom, you're done. And what's nice about that is that you can much more easily budget how much you're going to actually spend. Remember, we talked earlier about the levels. They go from $35 up to $1,000. But remember also that if you pledge at the $250 level, that sounds like a lot of money, doesn't it? But it's $4.81 a week. Less than a cup of coffee a week. Not a day, a week.
So skip your third cup of coffee. I know how many people need that first cup of coffee.
And the second some days. Yeah. But that third cup, maybe you skip it once a week.
Yeah.
And that's, there's your $250 plus more change in your pocket. It's a win-win. And all you have to do is make that pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
We did have one question come in over the text line, and they want to know
What is that text line?
The phone number for that is 585-209-9010. And this person texted in, what is the equivalent app to Wi-Fi Analyzer on the iPhone?
Well, you can use Apple's Airport Utility, which is designed to manage your airport router. It has a Wi-Fi scanner built into it that will scan for all the Wi-Fi networks as well.
But that's not easy to move around.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on the phone.
On your phone. Yeah, it's for iOS. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the Airport Utility for iPhone and iPad. There's the same.
Yeah.
Same name for your computer as well. I have played with a couple different wireless network finders. iNet Tools is one that I like, but I've pretty much lately just been sticking to the Apple one on the iPad itself.
Right. There are, I'm looking at, NetSpot. Well, that's on a Mac, not on an iPhone, is available. It's a very... so that probably is the best one at this point, but it lets you map your house, and that's always a beautiful thing. You can also buy a handheld device, probably at Home Depot or any one of those places.
Surprisingly, there's one called Network Analyzer.
Network Analyzer, what a clever name for the Mac,
for the iPhone. For iOS, yeah.
Yeah. Or, of course, right, the iPad as well. And it's very convenient. You just walk around and carry that and maybe have a text app open, and you can write down the signal strength. And you will often find, you know, I've done this for friends. You go to their house and they say, I'm having a terrible time. I can't get my wireless signal. Well, you know what? Yeah, the wireless signal where you're sitting right now for your tablet is horrible. But if you sit on the other end of the couch, it's great. So there's something between you and the Wi-Fi router,
yep.
Right? Either a refrigerator, a cold air run, whatever that may happen to be. And you will find that is causing a blockage that you really can avoid by just moving a little bit. We've done that to people. I've said, you know, same thing with a desk,
yep.
A laptop. Well, the way you've got the room arranged, there's a microwave or a refrigerator between you and the router. But if you switch the room around, put the desk against the other wall, you got a clear signal.
And the other thing, though, a lot of folks say, well, this is a brand new home. Well, yeah, a lot of the newer homes, instead of using wood studs, are using the new metal studs.
That's hard now, yeah. Yep.
And that can also add to the interference. So, you know, sometimes it's going to take some time to just keep moving it around and finding out where the best spot is.
Leaded glass windows are a problem. We had a customer that they couldn't get Wi-Fi on the patio, even though they could see the router through the sliding glass doors. Leaded sliding glass doors.
Right.
Blocked it.
Well, secure against Superman.
Yeah.
It's X-ray vision, but also your router.
We have also...
Remember, if Superman can't see you, the router can't see you.
We've also had issues because a lot of times when your house gets wired for internet, they come in to the side of the house and run the wires in the basement because
right.
That's easiest to do. So that ends up where your router happens to be, is in the basement at one end of the house. And you got all the I-beams holding the house up that you have to get through, and you're trying to get it on the bedroom, you know, three floors up. It'd be best if you can set your wireless router right in the middle of the house.
Right.
Then it can catch the whole house.
And by middle, we also mean up and down.
Up and down, yeah. You have to think in three dimensions.
Right, right. And if you think of your walls as glass, what can you see the router? Yeah. What's in the way? Is it, a cold air run? Is it a pipe?
Bathroom.
The whole bathroom, right? Yep. So
we have one customer had problems, and we found out that the main power trunk was on that wall.
running so, the upside of the house.
And so all those electric wires coming up outside the house were interfering with the wireless.
And all you had to do is move the computer to another wall, and you were good to go.
Back in the olden days of CRTs, we had this one customer where the CRT would futz out 8 or 9 times a day and could never find any pattern to it. Finally figured out the company in the next office, that was their break room, and the microwave oven was pointed at the CRT through the wall. And microwave ovens are 2.4 gigahertz.
Yes, they are. But theoretically, they're in a Faraday cage. If they're leaking radiation, there's a problem.
Out the back.
Still a problem. Problems are problems, no matter how they work. All right.
You ever done that neat experiment you can do in your house with the microwave? 2.4 gigahertz has a wavelength of 2 inches. So if you put down a sheet of like cheese, shredded cheese to melt, and take the spinny thing out, when you microwave it, you'll see every 2 inches it will be melted, not melted, not.
Nice.
Because that's the microwave beam.
Right.
So that's why the spinny thing is in there, so that your food can go into and out of those peaks and lows of that microwave beam.
Very nice. Science, ladies and gentlemen. We do that here as well. But let's go back to the phones, and we will talk to Andy from Greece, New York. Hi, Andy. What's up?
Hi there. I was out and about earlier and listening to you on the radio and couldn't call in at that time. The gentleman who talked about the laser printer.
Yeah.
Just for food for thought, I picked up a Samsung laser printer, and the thing's been an absolute tank. It just runs and runs and runs.
Yep. And unlike their phones, Samsung printers don't have bloatware on them.
No, there's no there's absolutely no bloatware. It's a dual-sided networkable. It didn't have wireless, and I purposely bought it that way because I was hooking it into one of the ports on my wireless router.
Right.
So it's on the network, and I can hit it from anywhere in the house, and my kids come over, and they can hit it from their phones, and the thing and the cartridges are available generically. So and it wasn't that expensive to start with. It was maybe $125.
Yeah, is this an inkjet?
No, laser.
Laser, yeah.
Double-sided networkable laser, and it's been so long. I don't remember. I know I didn't pay that much for it, but I don't remember the exact amount.
Right. Generally speaking, and of course it entirely depends on your circumstance, but laser printers are generally, the renewables are much cheaper than inkjets. Inkjet cartridges cost a lot of money. When my daughter was very young, I bought an inkjet printer because I thought at the time that a laser printer, color laser printer, would be far too expensive. I was so wrong, particularly when she went into her blue period.
Yeah. And she could never do just cyan, right? It had to be blue.
Blue. It was blue.
So it had to mix the colors.
Right. But it would have been a lot cheaper if gotten a color laser. But a black and white laser is even cheaper, and you're absolutely right, Andy. They're very nice printers.
I mean, when the kids were in school and my wife was still teaching, I have a color inkjet as well, but we were using both printers and quite a bit. But now that the kids are out and mom's retired, we don't use it anywhere near as much. But I'll get close to 2 years out of a toner cartridge.
Yeah, I print 6 sheets a week, and that's the news for the show, because in a radio station it's easier to have it on paper and get rid of it and all that stuff. And my wife prints a few things a week, and that's it. Cartridges last forever in our house, too.
Yeah, and it's
an idea.
But the printers, I mean, once in a while, if you get a change in the weather, you go to paper jam just because the humidity messes it up. But
that's life. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's quick and easy to unjam it and put it back together, and away it goes, and it just keeps on chugging.
Yep.
A lot of the printers, laser printers, will have an anti-curl option that you can find that raises the fuser temperature up a little bit, so it squeezes the water out.
You're right, exactly.
For that once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, right. It does cost more. All right.
Then
thanks, Andy.
Turned off. All right. It's not so
good. Right. Have a good day and good luck with the fun drive.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Forget that Samsung makes other things besides phones.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They're the second largest shipbuilder in the world.
That's right. That's right. They make televisions. They make everything. Let me thank two more people. I want to thank Bob, and I want to thank Gerd for both of you. Thank you so much for your generous donations. We are honored and delighted that you were willing to join us.
For those of you who just tuned in, what are we talking about? Why, we're in the middle of a pledge drive. That's right. Sound Bites on this station is part of this station, and this station is member supported, which means we also are member supported. And what does that mean? Well, it means that we don't get government money. We don't get, you know, federal, state, local government grants and handouts and yada, yada, yada. We don't get any of that stuff.
We're on our own.
We are on our own. And that means that when we say member supported, we don't mean that as, you know, member supported except for the millions we get from the government. We mean member supported. That's it. That's where the money comes from. We have been very lucky. This community has opened their hearts to us and been generous. We only ask for $55,000 per pledge drive, which is not a lot of money when you think about what we're offering. And we'll talk a little bit about more about that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you, 19 minutes after the hour. Sound Bites, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And as you know, we're in the middle of a pledge drive. I will read a news item, which will give you time to call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org, and make that pledge while I read the news. Here's me about to do my part. You need to do yours. Facebook has now detailed what data were scraped and stolen in the breach it revealed 2 weeks ago. 30 million users, not 50 million as was initially estimated, had their access tokens stolen by hackers. Users can check Facebook's help center to find out if their information was accessed. And Facebook will send customized alerts to those impacted detailing what was accessed from their account and what they can do to recover. Facebook's VP of Product Management, Guy Rosen, told reporters on a press call that we are cooperating with the FBI on this matter and that the FBI have asked us not to discuss who may be behind this attack as its own investigation is ongoing. Disclosing anything about the perpetrator now could cause them to cover their tracks. And, of course, we've just announced that to people. 15 million users had their name plus phone number and or email access. 14 million more had that information plus potentially more biographical information accessed, including username, gender, locale, language, relationship status, religion, hometown, self-reported, current city, birth date, device types used to access Facebook, education, work, the last 10 places they checked into or were tagged in, website, people or pages they followed, and the 15 most recent searches. This is why I do not have Facebook Messenger on my phone. No, thank you. The remaining 1 million users' information wasn't actually accessed. Facebook says the law enforcement is asked not to discuss evidence regarding who committed the attack as the FBI continues its investigation. Facebook said the breach started when hackers with some access tokens exploited a combination of 3 bugs related to the view as privacy feature. If it's a privacy feature, for seeing your profile from the perspective of someone else, this lets them gain access to those accounts. To those accounts' friends, leading them to steal access tokens from 400,000 accounts and use a different method to then grab tokens from 30 million of their friends. Unlike most breaches, this one appears to have turned out to be less severe than initially expected. Users seem to have already be forgetting about the breach after a short hiccup when they had to log back into Facebook. It's possible that that could have had an impact on Facebook's user count slightly in its third quarter earnings report. But unless a truly nefarious use case for the access data is revealed, the breach could fade into the noise of nonstop cybersecurity failures across the web. So our question to you is, are you still trusting Facebook? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299 and toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. And Steve has already posted the URL that you go to check to see whether or not your data were stolen. And it's,
Did you get
mine is not.
Mine nor was mine.
I got to check my other account.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if you have more than one account, you've got to log out of one to log into the other one.
Right, and check all of them individually. the reality is we give Facebook everything. Everything. People put their phone numbers in it. People put their birth dates in it. People put their relationships in it. People put their children in it. Man, if you're going to stalk somebody, Facebook is the thing you want to hit. And there was just an amazing amount of stuff that was stolen in this last thing. Now, 30 million accounts is not a lot of accounts. Facebook has, I think it's 400 billion accounts.
Just a guesstimate.
Just a guesstimate, not an absolute number. But it's got a lot more than 30 million accounts. So, the fact that only 30 million were hit is actually a fairly low number. But those were hit hard. Now, let me also say that this is not that thing where somebody clones your Facebook thing so there's a different Nick Francesco with the same picture and yada, yada, yada. That has nothing to do with this breach. That's easy enough to do for anybody. You don't need to hack. You don't need to do any of that nonsense. You just need to be able to copy and paste. And so it's really people who are real hackers sneer at the people who do that stuff.
I constantly see messages. Oh, my account was hacked. Don't accept any friend requests.
Yeah.
No, it probably wasn't.
It's not a hack. It's a clone. They clone the account. You copy the picture, you copy the information, and you open a new account with that same name and picture. If you look at it, it's a different account. It's a different number. It's a different
email address.
Email address is different everything, except it's using your face and name.
Heaven forbid you have a name John Smith.
Now, it is important to tell people that there is a clone of you out there, but it's not a hack of your account. Nobody got into your account. They don't have any of your information that way. Clearly, they don't need to because Facebook seems to have no security at all on the back end, and pretty much everybody can get every piece of
information
they need. Walk
right on in and help themselves.
But this is not how they do it. This is just a cloning, an account clone. It's not really even a clone because it's not really your account. It's an account spoof is what it really is. It's an account spoof, and so it's fairly easy to do, and the people who do it are basically script kiddies. They don't know what they're doing. They're not good at. They're not hackers. They're just kids playing, and so it is important to tell your friends not to take that extra account. But if your friends are already your friends, then they already are your friends. And if they see a second account with your name, they should already be a little suspicious. I got a friend request from a longtime buddy, great guy, and a longtime friend, and best friends. And he I got this account from him. And I said, "No, I'm already." And I looked at it. I was not. We were not Facebook friends. I see him all the time. I don't really need to follow him on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But so I accepted that friend request. But there was that moment where I thought, yeah, here we go. So you need to be careful, and you need to tell people that your account has been spoofed. But it's not a hack. Your account has not been hacked. It's been spoofed. It's like somebody making a phone call that says, "Hi, I'm Nick Francesco, and I have a thing I'd like to sell you," or something. They didn't hack me. They just spoofed me.
Yep.
So it's a slightly different thing. It's not you're not in danger. You're not your account is not in danger from that. Certainly from all the other nonsense that's happening, but not that. And of course, as you know, thank you so much. We are in a pledge drive, and I would like to thank our newest. I love this woman. Our friend Dolores. Man, I didn't even give one of those for Scott. Here's one for Scott.
You couldn't find the bell.
I couldn't find the bell. Dave was hiding it. You know him and bells. So I know it's right behind.
It was
hiding behind your keyboard.
Yeah, behind my keyboard. My monitor.
It was right behind your laptop.
The laptop, the monitor on my laptop.
Yeah. Really?
Our friend Dolores, thank you so much, Dolores. We're very honored and thrilled. Thank you so much. And, you know, I don't know why you're not a member. I'm talking to you right now.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. The reality is that it's easy to become a member. It takes less than 2 minutes of your time. Pretty much anybody can do it. All you have to do is, well, there's two ways to do it, of course. You can pick up the phone and give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or if you don't want to talk to a human being, and I know there are those of you out there who are like that, and that's fine. You don't have to talk to a human being. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Now, we've talked about how to pledge. Now, how much should you pledge? Well, that's up to you. That's entirely on you. You decide.
There's no wrong amount.
There's no wrong amount. You decide two things: what this show is worth to you and what you can afford. Now, we do have levels of membership, starting at $35 and going all the way up to $1,000. And we only need 55 of you to call in with a $1,000 pledge. We can stop, by the way, this entire pledge drive. If you are looking to pledge, anybody who pledges at the $90.10 level or above gets the free membership, gets the membership card, which gives you discounts or buy one, get ones at many, many, many restaurants, hotels, and shops here in the area. Right now, throughout this weekend, but only until 11:59 p.m. this Sunday night, which would be, what, the 15th, if you pledge $110, you get two cards for the price of one. It's a buy one, get one. It's a BOGO. And so you can then give that card to your significant or insignificant other. You can give it to your kids, even if your kids don't live in town. You can give it to them, because the way that works is if they are not from this area, they can then call up the membership card people, and that information is both on the card and on the web, and say, here's my card number, and I'm now in Florida. Can you please send me the card for my area? Yeah, I'm in Orlando or wherever you are. Now, can you please send me the card for my area? And they will do so free of charge.
Yep.
And so you can give that gift of lots and lots of discounts to anyone else. And let me tell you the truth. We don't go out a lot, but I have saved far more than my membership with that card.
Yeah.
In what I have saved, far, far, far more. It's like the membership is free.
And the other big thing, though, is what, and we should warn folks that even do already have the card, is you periodically should go to the Jazz website, and Rob has a link to the list of folks that are on that, that will accept that card.
The businesses,
there's 269 businesses in the Rochester area alone.
But right. That list is constantly changing, because Rob's not satisfied just keeping it just that. He's always going out and looking. So from time to time, other businesses are added to it. So it's something you want to check, because all of a sudden, maybe one of the businesses that you didn't, that wasn't on it before, now might be members. So there's always, you know, that possibility that you could even add more value to your savings.
Right. And I do that all the time. We bookmark that page.
Yep.
So when my wife and I say, where do you want to go to dinner? We bring up the page and say, hey, I've never been here.
Yeah.
Let's go there and save some money.
We've done it a number of times. And, matter of fact,
you let them know their advertising worked, and so they'll do it again for the next member card.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This group that we, there's a bunch of us, three other couples. We go out once a month. We meet for, and we pick different restaurants.
Yep.
And there's been a number of times, you know, we go ahead and go to this restaurant that's on the card. So when it comes time to pay the bill, everybody's sitting there going
to fighting
pay
over whose member card to use.
And, no, I go ahead because it can only be on, you know, mine.
Right.
So I'm handing my, what's that? I go, it it's a Jazz card. I don't pay for one meal. Oh, that's nice. You're saving that much money? Yeah.
Yep.
And we've done it a number of times where our bill is cut in half. Where the other folks, you know, are sitting there, it doesn't include alcohol, but, you know,
and
the
you
meal.
And you take a look at those places. It doesn't include alcohol, but it does include the meal. And if you look at the places on that list, it's not McDonald's.
No.
You're saving significant dollars.
Yeah.
That's why I say if you go out even semi-regularly, you're going to save way more than
and
you
And it's a good variety, too. I mean, we've been to a Mexican place. We've been to one of the other ones that I love going to is Aja Noodle. Yep. I love going there, the pad thai.
Yep.
But, I mean, there's other wineries and everything else. You go up and down that list, and you can do a lot with that, folks, and save a lot.
Let me tell you something. Right now, you can – I've said this before. If you only – even if you only watch – listen to this show, watch it on the YouTubes. If you only listen to this show so you're thinking, well, I only listen to one show. Well, if you became a member at the $250 level, that's only $4.81 a week. That's less than a cup of coffee a week. You get the member card, and I promise you, you will save far more than $4.81. I'll tell you right now, you could become a $500 member and still save money if you only went out once a week. Think about that. Think about that. It's like it's free. I think you should make that call and make that pledge right now. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And while you're doing that, we'll take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Mina, Francesco, and you. 39 minutes after the hour. Soundbites member supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Brett.
Maybe.
You gonna make
and
it?
44 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites. This is good. On Tuesday, Microsoft issued the final security updates for Windows 10 Home 1703 and Windows 10 Pro 1703, the feature upgrades that launched 18 months ago. But I'm still getting updates. Not according to Microsoft, you're not. Customers running Windows 10 Enterprise 1703 or Windows 10 Education 1703 will continue to receive operating system patches for another year, with the last update for them scheduled for October 8th, 2019. Support for the upper-end SKUs, stock keeping units, don't ask, was recently extended by 12 months from the once standard 18 months to 30. Starting with Windows 10 Enterprise 1809, the 30-month support will be awarded only to the 09 upgrades or those launched in the fall. So if you get the fall update, you have 30 months of support. And if you get the spring updates, you get 18 months.
What happened to 5 years?
That's, yeah, forget that. That's long gone. And that's very much the Linux model of every once in a while, one of them is an LS, LTS, a long-term support. And then there are updates in between that are not long-term support. So you can hit a long-term support, and it,
it keeps getting supported till the next one comes out, and then you get that one, and blah, 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 blah. Windows 10 Home, Windows 10 Pro, and Windows 10 Pro for Workstation retain the 18-month support lifecycle. Users running one of the Edition 1703 builds needs to upgrade to the newer 1709, 1803, or 1809 to continue to receive security and non-security bug fixes. Although Microsoft has halted distribution of Windows 10 1809 at the time of this announcement, it nonetheless provided security patches for that version, and it has now resumed because 1809 was wiping people's documents off their computers. Because remember
you
when
didn't
Microsoft
need those anyway, did you?
I didn't. but you probably remember a while ago when Microsoft fired all their QA people, quality yeah. assurance people. Yeah, this is what happens when you do that.
We'll let the people test it themselves.
Right, right, exactly. That's right, it's exactly right. So which version of Windows 10 are you on? And which one are you going to stay on? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And if you want to know which version of Windows 10 you are using, Windows 10 you are using, you can hold down the Win key. That's the little key with the Windows logo on it. It works like a shift key. So you hold that down while you press R, and then in the little box that pops up, you type WinVer, W-I-N-V-E-R, Windows version, WinVer. And that's all one word, all lowercase, yada, yada, yada. And it will tell you which version you are running. And if you are not running 1809, you are likely to stop being supported. Don't call me and tell me you're still getting updates. Microsoft says you're not. I don't know what you're getting. But you're not getting updates. It's like people who call me and they're proud that they're still running Windows XP. I'm still running Windows XP. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm playing Russian roulette and I haven't shot myself yet. Okay. Good for you.
Yeah, I had another...
am I hearing music?
I had a laptop come in and they wound up... Hello?
Yeah, we're hearing something.
I'm hearing music.
I'm hearing it too.
I don't know what to tell you.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
But, yeah, no, they're using a laptop, and they made the, I call it a mistake, and by upgrading it to Windows 10. It's one of those little Lenovas.
Oh, yeah.
And they asked me to, you know, clean it up. So I said, all right, yeah, I can clean it up and all that. I looked at the hard drive size. 30 gig.
Yeah. Yep.
I said, Windows is taking up over 80% of that.
Yeah.
Windows alone is taking up 80% of that hard drive, and that's why you don't have much room to put anything else on.
If you're going to run something that tiny, then you either want Puppy Linux or DSL, Damn Small Linux. Those are the only two versions that will run significantly well on a system that
probably
tiny.
Probably have one gig of RAM?
If that.
Yeah.
If that.
You know, I was sitting there trying to pick off stuff because I had to remove a few other programs for them, and then I finally got Chrome on, and Chrome was working. I was able to update also the network drivers just so it read a little bit better because that was a little bit older. So, but not much you can do for those. I mean, you go, well, what's my options? Get another computer.
Or put Neverware on it, I suppose. Neverware should run. No, I don't know what the specs are for Neverware's cloud ready.
A little more than that, maybe.
I think it's probably 32 gig, probably. You only need 16 gig for Neverware. So you could turn that into essentially a Chromebook.
Yeah.
By running Neverware. Now you're talking.
Yeah, then that would hum along and have plenty of room to do other stuff. And...
although it does want 2 gigs of RAM. So that's a problem.
Yeah.
So now, again, you're looking at either Puppy Linux or Damn Small Linux.
Or another computer. A Chromebook.
Right.
For what they were using for. Mainly it was just the Surface.
This is interesting. They have a version of Cloud Ready for Chromebooks. So you can make your Chromebook run.
Like a Chromebook.
Yeah.
Well, and that's... Wait.
Yep, because...
Google. Because what happens is Google does the same thing everybody else does. Yep. You only get updates for a certain amount of time. If your hardware is still running great, but you're not getting the Chrome updates anymore, you can put Cloud Ready on it instead. Essentially have the same machine doing the same thing, but now you're getting updates.
Yep.
So that actually
makes sense to me.
Yep.
I'm.
You have to stop and think half a second, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a moment where you think, "What is wrong with you?" But yes, that is doable, and I'll tell you what, most people on a day-to-day basis do not need more than a Chromebook.
Because you're on the web, you're on your mail, you look at photos.
Right, right. So, you know, what do you do all day? And then there's the people who do, well, I don't do anything except every once in a while I play X game. Although now Google is, thank you, and Google is streaming stuff over the web. They're actually running, was it Fortnite?
Yeah, that seems to be the big popular
thing. Well, there's a big mess with that. So Fortnite is this hugely popular game. In the iOS world, they make, $150 million a quarter. So that's $50 million a month. They're making, $2 million a day. It's a free game.
Yeah.
And you can buy accessories, you can buy other things in the game, but the game itself is free. And they're a little mad that Apple's taking 30% of that, which, when you look at other retail stores, is nothing. But so when they released the Google version of it, they did not put it in a Google Play Store. And they gave everyone instructions on how to turn off all your Google security so you can sideload Fortnite. It took about a day before the bad guys were making fake Fortnite installers to install malware after you've turned off your sideloading of security. Because they didn't want to pay Google the 30% to be in the store.
Right.
All
right.
So $2 million a day, 30% of that is $500,000? That'd be 25%. Yeah. So $1.5 million a day is not enough for you?
Yeah, too bad. Wham, wham, wham. Yeah. Oh, it's not Fortnite. It's Assassin's Creed. You can now play Assassin's Creed in your web browser. In your web browser. Pretty amazing stuff Google is doing. I got to be honest with you. Let me thank Craig for his donation. Thank you so much, Craig. We are very appreciative. We love each and every one of our donors and members. Craig is the newest member. You can join Craig. Don't leave poor Craig hanging all alone. Join him. Join us. It's easy to do. It's easy to become a member. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And it's easy enough to do. You remember, if you play, lots of levels you can pledge at. Or if you only have a few bucks, you can just give us a few bucks. That's fine too. We don't need to pledge at a member level. But if you pledge at the $90 and 10 cent level or above, you get the member card, which is ridiculously wonderful. And if you pledge until 11:59 p.m. Sunday night, you can get two cards for a $110 pledge. And as we said, that you'll make your money back easily. If you eat out only once a week, believe me, you could pledge at the $500 level and still make money on this deal. Think about that. Where else are you going to be able to make money on that kind of deal? You're more than double your money. Nobody gives you that anymore, except us, of course. And so it's easy enough to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You can also become a a Jazz-O-Matic member. And that means if you pledge a minimum of $10 a month, you can very easily say whatever number of months you want. And we will then take that money right out of your checking account, with your permission, of course. And that music tells me that we are done for another week. I absolutely must thank all of the people who have pledged for us. Susan Orville, Richard, Neil, Paul, Charles, Stevens, Harvey, Mary, Joe, Thomas, Lawrence, Gary, Barbara, the anonymous person, Craig, Dennis, Vic, Mark, Bob, Joya, Dennis, Scott, Bob, Gerd, Dolores, and Craig. And you can still make that call and make that pledge. Say it's for Soundbites, and in you go. We will be back next week. Don't go away. George is coming in to play the best German music you'll hear all week. Michael's here to keep him on the straight and narrow. We'll be back next week with a whole lot more Soundbites on the truly great
and truly grateful to you that we are indeed member-supported Jazz 90.1. We'll see you in 166 hours.
Jazz 90.1, streaming online worldwide at jazz901.org.